朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才诗歌说再唱信心的歌。
The song says, sing the song of faith.
弟兄姊妹，你不要小看你开口说信心的话，唱信心的歌。
Don't overlook the importance of open our mouths and to sing the song of faith.
圣经不仅仅讲到我们要心里相信，要口里承认。
The Bible says not only that we will believe in our hearts, but we will confess with our mouths.
当我们的口肯说出来、肯宣告的时候，这个本身就是一个夸胜。
When we can proclaim with our mouth, it by itself is a victory.
那我们就知道整个教会我们现在征战越来越严肃。
We know that we're facing a very serious battle.
我们碰到的挑战越来越实在。
And our challenge is very real.
但是弟兄姊妹，这也是我们这一生难得碰到的一个机会，让我们可以第一手的来经历神的信实。
And this is also a rare opportunity of life that we get to experience God firsthand.
我们真是保证这种机会不多的啊。
I guarantee you, these chances don't come by easy.
所以希望将来我们进到天国的时候，我们的成绩单上没有 incomplete。没有未完成的。
Hope that when we go to heaven, our report card will not show anything incomplete.
或是一个 F, 我们 fail 了，我们失败了。
Or we have any failures.
弟兄姊妹，我们真希望神在这些日子提升教会的信心。
Hope that these days the Lord will lift up the faith of our church.
礼拜二祷告会的时候，跟弟兄姊妹交通到但以理三个朋友，他们两成的信心。
On Tuesday night at the prayer meeting, I shared with brothers and sisters two votes of faith of Daniel and his friends.
一个是即便如此的信心，一个。这是极或不然的信心。
One aspect of the faith is that even though, and then,
另外一个是极或不然。
Even though, one faith is even though.
弟兄姊妹，当那个王告诉他们说，如果你们不敬拜我的话，我要把你把 不敬拜神像的话，我要把你们丢到烈火里面去烧掉。
When the king told them, if you do not worship the golden image, then I will throw you into the furnace.
我再给你们一次机会，听见乐声不敬拜的话，我就把你们丢到火窑里去。
I'll give you another chance. If by hearing the trumpet you do not bow, then I will throw you into the furnace of fire.
弟兄姊妹，难处是真的。
So the challenge is real.
那么真实在他们的眼前。
And this hardship is right before them.
但是他们那么尊贵的回答王说，他说即便如此。
But then they honorably answered the king, even though.
就算是这么大的威胁和难处在面前。
Even with such a great threat.
我们知道我们所信的神是全能的神，他必能够把我们从你的手中救出来。
We know that the God we believe is an almighty God, and he's able to rescue us from your hands.
神能够把我们从烈火窑里面救出来的。
The Lord can deliver us out of the furnace of fire.
弟兄姊妹，这是第一层的信心，超越环境的信心。
And this is the first fold of faith that overcomes the circumstances.
难处都是真的，即便是如此，我还是相信神是全能的。
Our hardships are real, but even so, I still believe that our God is almighty.
第二层的信心，他们说极或不然。
The second fold of faith is even without.
就算我的神没有把我从火里面救出来。
Even if God does not deliver us.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个更深的信心。
And this is a deeper kind of faith.
相信我的神永远不会错。
I believe that our God is never wrong.
我也知道我所信的是什么，我决定不妥协。
And I know whom I believe, and I will never compromise.
所以第二层的信心讲到极或不然的信心。
So the second aspect of faith is even without the deliverance.
这两个信心都非常的宝贵。
And these two faiths are very precious.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这一期的香柏木月刊特别讲到为环境祷告，请大家一定要读啊。
And I hope everyone will read this issue of the Cedar newsletter to pray for our circumstances.
那里我们讲到摩西何时举手，以色列人就何时得胜。
The article says, whenever Moses lifts up his hands, and that's the time that Israelites will overcome.
在祷告里面，我们第一件要学习的。
So the first thing we learn in prayer
就是上到山顶上去。
Is to go up to the hill, the mountain.
超越一切的难处和眼见的环境。
Go beyond what we see in the circumstances.
超越我们自己里面一切的感觉。
To overcome all the feelings.
我们上到山顶上，直接去面对那位听祷告的神。
Go up to the mountain and face to face to see our God who answers our prayers.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是我们在一切难处的里面我们要学习的。
And this is something we have to learn in all hardships.
我们向山举目，我们就知道我们的帮助从何而来。
We lift up our eyes to the mountain, and we know where our help comes from.
我们上到山顶上，我们直接来面对听祷告的神。
We go up to the mountain and face God who answers our prayers.
我们知道谁坐在宝座上面。
We know who sits on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，哈利路亚，我们要感谢神。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
再唱信心的歌。
Keep singing the song of faith.
神特别喜欢听他的仆人在夜间歌唱。
The Lord particularly loves to hear his servants to sing at night.
因为这就是一个信心的见证。
Because that's a testimony of faith.
所以是在信心里面的夸胜。
And that's the proclaimed victory in faith.
所以我想在开始的时候，我们仍然为了教会这么大的事，我们一起低头有个祷告。
Before we start, let's bow our heads and pray for our church.
主，我们的心何等的谢谢你。
Oh Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你不仅仅住在我们的心中。
Not only you dwell in our hearts.
你不仅仅行走在教会中。
Not only you walk in our church.
你也是高高的坐在宝座上。
You're also sitting on the high throne.
主啊，万有都在你的脚下。
All hands are, all things are under your feet.
你如今为着教会做万有之首。
Now you're the head of church for all.You're the head of everything for church.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把我们带进这场征战之前。
Before you lead us into this battle.
你已经把一切得胜的应许都赐给了我们。
You already have given us all the promises of victory.
我们在这里谢谢你。
And now we're thanking you.
不让这个环境白白的过去。
Don't let the circumstances pass by.
在这些日子真是提升我们的信心。
But without lifting our faith.
让我们真认识我们所信的是谁。
So that we will truly know whom we believe.
我们也真经历在他没有难成的事。
And we will truly experience that with him all things are possible.
我们也真在这里做见证，我们的神是听祷告的神。
And we're testifying here that our God answers our prayers.
我们将最近我们前面的这三个难关，我们都交在你的手中。
We present to you all the three hardships that we face.
你掌权在每一个关卡上。
You reign in every single critical area.
你掌权在每一个过程中。
You reign in every single process.
你也掌权在你每一个儿女的心中。
And you reign in every single heart of your children.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们凭着信心和忍耐来承受应许。
That by faith and through perseverance, we will inherit your promise.
好叫你得着荣耀。
So that you will be glorified.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要继续交通到美好证据第七个题目。
Today we will share the good report.
讲到信心和属灵征战。
Faith and spiritual battles.
弟兄姊妹，属灵征战是在神儿女们中间，在这个世代里面很不喜欢听的一个题目。
Spiritual battle is not a very popular topic in this generation.
有人说讲罪。讲撒旦，讲征战，讲奉献，都是人不爱听的信息。
Any topics relating to sin, Satan, offerings, or spiritual battles are not very popular.
但是弟兄姊妹，这些信息都太重要了。
But these messages are very important.
在属灵的征战上面，有三件非常重要的事情，常常被我们忽略的。
The three aspects of spiritual battles often neglected by us.
第一件事情就是撒旦蒙蔽我们，叫我们忽略的属灵征战的存在和严肃性。
First, Satan deceives us so that we neglect the existence of spiritual battle and its significance.
所以我们不觉得有属灵征战的存在。
So we don't feel that they exist.
甚至我们不喜欢讨论这个题目。
We don't like to discuss about it.
那第二方面。
Secondly,
就是我们自己，撒旦让我们看见我们自己太软弱了。
Satan shows us how weak we are.
而撒旦这么强。
And yet he's so strong.
所以我们觉得我们不可能得胜。
So we feel it's impossible for us to overcome.
所以我们也根本就不太想去听这些题目。
So we don't want to hear about these subjects.
因为我们自己的经历证明了在我们的里面，我们清清楚楚、心知肚明的知道，我不是一个得胜者。
Because our experience tells us that we are not overcomers.
然后我们看到或者我们听到的，我们觉得要当得胜者太难了，那不是我。
And then from the testimonies we hear, it's so difficult to be overcomers. It's definitely not for me.
那第三个呢，就是我们觉得这个代价太大了，太辛苦
了。Thirdly, we feel the cost is too high.
所以这几个原因都让我们在属灵征战的事情上，我们常常已经是一个失败的人。
So these factors already cost us to be defeated.In front of spiritual battles.
你不要说一个很警醒的人他会失败啊。一个很警醒的人。
Not only that a watchful person might get defeated.
那个 Oswald Chambers 说过他说属灵的人 一个基督徒他最常失败的地方就是他自己认为他最强的地方。
Oswald Chambers says, a Christian is often defeated in the area he feels he's strong.
他从来不觉得我会在这件事情上失败，结果他失败了。
He often fails in the area where he thinks he will never fail.
这个很多年以前啊。
Many years ago,
有一个德国青年
there was a German young man.
他租了一架单引擎的小飞机。
And he rented an airplane with single engine.
他穿越丹麦直接飞到莫斯科克林姆林宫前面的红场降落下来啊。
He flew through Europe and landed right on the Red Square.
他居然逃避了整个苏联这么这个滴水不透的一个国防系统，他居然穿进来了。
He went through a very tight security defense system.
他飞得非常的低，就这样进来了。
Because he flew low, so he passed all of them.
所以当他降落在克林姆林宫红场面前下来的时候
，So when he landed at the Red Square,
他马上就被别人抓走了。
And of course he was captured right away.
这个年轻人下来还很幽默的跟客人打招呼，打到一半就被拉走了。
And then after he landed, he humorously greeted everyone, and then he was captured right away.
这件事情震惊了整个世界，让克林姆让苏联大大丢脸。
And this incident shocked the whole world and shamed Soviet Union.
虽然他这个年轻人好像在这里冒险，在这里开一个玩笑。
Even though it looks like a humor, an adventure for the young man.
他还没有存着任何的恶意啊。
He did not mean any harm.
但是他居然穿破了这么严密的国防系统，而降落在苏俄的中心克林姆林宫前面的红场上。
But he went through such severe and tight security defense system and landed right in front of the palace.
那为了这件事情，苏联好几个将领被撤职。
Because of this, many soldiers in the Soviet Union defense department got fired.
弟兄姊妹，连这么强的防守的都可能被别人趁虚而入。
So even such tight security system can be violated.
那你不要说我们很多的时候，我们这个人根本就不觉得征战的存在，这么松懈。
Let alone if we never feel that spiritual battles exist.
我们的心灵，我们的家庭，我们属灵，我们的生活，好像开着窗户，任凭仇敌自由进出。
So our spiritual life, our life and our families, just like open door for the state, for the enemy to come in.
所以也难怪我们常常会落在各样的软弱、试探、失败的里面。
So no wonder we're often weak and in failures.
弟兄姊妹啊，属灵的征战是一件非常严肃的事情。
Spiritual battles are very serious.
它其实一直在进行。
And they are constantly in process.
如果我们不认识真理的话
，If we do not know the truth，
我们不认识这个属灵的事实的话
，We do not know the reality。
其实我们已经一直暴露在仇敌的攻击和破坏的里面。
Then we are under the we are exposed to Satan's attack and destruction。
以前还不太注重环保的时候。
Before we care, pay attention to environmental.
我们就认为水龙头的水或是任何的环境，空气里面都是干干净净的，对不对
？Then we feel anything in the air and our faucet water is very clean.
可是你现在发现有多少地方那带居民生病、短命或干嘛，都跟环保发生关系。
But now more and more things prove that our sicknesses are directly related to the environment.
他每天喝同样的水，每天闻同样的空气，可是他一直在被破坏，他却不知道。
If we keep drinking the same type of water and breathe the same air, we might be destroyed.
你相不相信，如果 SARS 流行的时候，不是因为报纸，不是因为人的教育，不是因为医生提出来的警告，我们还是一样过生活。
Do you believe that if without the medical alerts or media broadcast, then we would continue to live even under the circumstances of SARS?
我们也在稀奇，为什么旁边这个人倒了，那个人走了，那个人再也不来了。我只是当做一件事情发生就是了。
So we might see this person fell dead and that person got sick, but then we would take it as a normal situation.
可是你发现有正确的知识和教导的时候，人就会在这里有防卫，有警醒。
But with proper knowledge and teaching, then we will be watchful.
它就阻止了这个破坏的蔓延和恶化。
And that stops the spread of the destruction.
今天在属灵上，你发现我们周围好像东一个人倒了，西一个人倒了，我们觉得谁不软弱
？But yet in the spiritual realm, we see this person falls dead and that person is weak, and we take it as a normal situation.
那我们却不知道有一个比 SARS 还要严重的属灵的疫病正在这里蔓延。
But we don't know that there's a even worse than SARS, spiritual epidemic that's going around. Because we neglect the existence of spiritual battles. Or we misunderstand spiritual battles. Because we always equate spiritual battles to hardships, the outer circumstances.
So if
we get sick, then we feel, oh, we're being attacked by the enemy.
哎呀, 谁撞车了, 我们才知道, 哎呀, 仇敌攻击他。
We run into a car accident, we say, oh, the enemy attacks the person.
但弟兄姊妹, 仇敌一方面叫我们忽略的属灵征战的存在。
So enemy is causing us to neglect the existence of spiritual battle.
他让我们忽视了属灵征战的重要性和严肃性。
And he causes us to neglect the seriousness and reality of spiritual battle.
他也转移我们的注意, 让我们的注意力都在外面。
And he also redirects our attention to the outward things.
我们常常认为外面的逼迫,
we always feel the outward persecution or violence are the attacks of the enemy.
我们常常忽略的仇敌在内在生命里面的腐化, 和在我们生命里面给我们的辖制。
We often neglect the corruption and the bondage within us.
其实外面的难处对神来说不是难处啊。
Actually, the outer hardships are not really hardships to God.
你看以色列人碰到这个亚述大军围攻的时候, 神派一个天使, 一夜之间杀了18万5千个人。
When the Israelites were attacked by Assyria, God sends one angel in one night destroy all the enemies.
所有这种外面我们认为的征战对神来说是太容易的事情了。
All the outward battles are nothing to the Lord.
环境的难处也好, 外面的艰难也好, 神要解决它太容易了。
It's so easy for God to resolve the hardships outwardly.
但是今天非常关键属灵的征战常常是在生命的境界里面, 在我们里面发生的。
But some serious and significant spiritual battles often happens in our inner life.
那这一方面我们常常忽略。
And which we always neglect.
你知道一个国家的军队有陆海空三军。
We all know that a nation might have an air force, army, and navy.
当我们每一个国家可能拿一个东西特别强, 对不对? 像英国以前是海军最强。
Some nations will have some departments particularly strong.
然后美国是空军非常强。
Like in America, the Air Force is very strong.
然后我们中国可能是陆军很强。
And then for China, it might be the army.
我不知道, 但是每一个国家可能有它的强数。
But every nation will have its strengths.
但是你知道吗? 我们人最怕的常常都是怕地上碰到鬼。
But then we're often afraid of ghosts.
可是在属灵的里面,地上的鬼是小鬼。
But then in the spiritual realm, the ghosts that live on earth are the minor ones.
不管鬼显现或是神的行的一些很怪异的事情,那都是小鬼。
Even if they manifest, they're minors in the spiritual realm.
中鬼在海里面。
The more powerful ones are in the ocean.
大鬼在哪里?
And where are the most powerful ones?
空中执政掌权的。
In the powers, the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
所以我们今天讲到鬼的时候, 我们走路怕鬼, 或是我们真的看见什么, 以前我听到一个姊妹讲, 她的就以前, 可以看见鬼在她面前, 只有半身, 从她面前经过的。
But then we're always afraid of ghosts or evil spirits. I heard a sister told me, before she became a Christian, her eyes... Her spiritual eyes were open. She was able to see evil spirits and ghosts.
她不是睡觉做梦, 她是放学回家, 经过桥, 面对面这样过去的。
It did not happen in her dreams, but while she was walking on the streets.
但这些都是小鬼。
But these are the minor evil spirits.
会吓唬我们的差不多都是小鬼。
Those who scare us are usually the minor ones.
但是弟兄姊妹, 真正伤害我们生命, 在我们心中运行的邪灵的,
but then the ones that can really destroy or corrupt us are the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm.
所以撒旦常常转移我们的注意。
But Satan often redirects our attention.
当然他第一个先蒙蔽我们眼睛, 让我们不知道, 不去想征战的事情。
First thing he always does is to blind our eyes so that we do not think about spiritual battles.
那你如果在乎征战的话, 他就转移你的注意力。
But if you care about spiritual battles, then he will redirect your attention.
都是外在的。 这些征战。
So that you will pay attention to the outward battles.
所以你发现现在很多人对赶鬼很有兴趣。
You will see more people are interested in casting out demons now.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说这些东西不重要。
We're not saying that these things are not important.
但是其实这些事情常常是在转移我们的注意力。
But these things always cause our attention to be redirected.
所以有人围着钢琴赶鬼，因为最近事情撕得不好。
I heard some people even try to cast out demons from the piano because the piano, did not play well.
有人为了讲台这个木头祷告，因为里面有鬼，因为最近弟兄讲道讲不好。
Or some people would, pray for the pulpit because the sermons haven't been good.
弟兄姊妹，我这不是开玩笑，这是真的。
I'm not joking. These things are real.
因为这是我听到别人说的。
And these are things I heard.
那 Roger 弟兄讲的是 joke， 那个胖女人，这个每次胖，因为她说食物里面有胖鬼。
And then Brother Roger once told a joke that a fat woman always blamed on the fat evil spirit in the food.
所以她每次赶完胖鬼，她就放心的大吃一顿。
So before every meal, she would try to cast out the fat demons.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天的注意力抽屉常常就是这样子转移我们。
So you see today that the enemy often redirects our attention.
那我们对征战胜败，我们也是根据外在去衡量。
And also we measure the victory according to the outward circumstances.
我们看见一个人并没有好，我们就说，哎呀，撒旦得胜了。
If the person's sickness does not get healed, then we say, okay, Satan has won the battle.
我们好像一个祷告没有听见，神没有垂听，我们就以为我们失败了。
And then if a prayer is not answered by God, then we feel we have failed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，圣经上说他因为软弱被钉十字架。
But remember the Lord Jesus, the Bible says he was crucified because of his weakness.
我们以为他失败了。
We thought he was failed. He failed.
哪里晓得他胜过仇敌最大的力量就在于他这个软弱和顺服。
How can we ever think about that? The victory that he has won is because of his weakness and obedience.
仇敌像发疯了一样，用各样的话刺激他，叫他从十字架上下来。
The enemy tried all means to provoke him so that he will come down from the cross.
从人看好像主耶稣失败了，被钉死了。
From man's point of view, it seems that the Lord has failed and then he was crucified.
当他讲成了的时候，
but yet when he said it is finished,
弟兄姊妹，整个阴府的权势全部完成，全部完
成。The power of Hades was collapsed.
他已经借着死败坏的掌死权的魔鬼。
Because he has destroyed the devil who holds the power of death through his death.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？在征战的事情上，仇敌要么让我们不觉得他的存在和严肃。
So while in the spiritual battle, either the enemy will cause us to neglect the reality and the seriousness of spiritual battles.
要么就让我们非常注重表面的、外在的。
Or he will cause us to focus on the outward things.
当然，仇敌的攻击的确是有外在的啊，我没有否认这件事情。
I'm not denying that enemies attacks can be outward.
你要信主，他把你杀掉，叫你为主殉道。
He might kill your life so that you become martyred.
你要为主站住，他让你在公司被别人排挤，让你不能升迁，这都是我们听过的见证。
And you want to stand firm for the Lord, and he will cause your career to be non-successful.
有一个弟兄，他不能加薪，薪水不能调，成绩不好，因为老板说你礼拜五下班不跟我们出去喝啤酒。
A brother, this happened to a brother that he was not being able to promote it because his manager complained that he does not go to happy hours with the rest of the team.
你被公司赶走是因为你不肯接受贿赂。
Or some people might get fired because they refuse to accept bribery.
弟兄姊妹，的确是有外面这些的逼迫。
Indeed, these could be a persecution.
但是我们不能够忘记属灵征战真正中心的焦点是什么。
But let's not forget the real focal points of spiritual battles.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们先要认识是属灵征战的真实性和严肃性。
So we need to recognize, to realize the reality and seriousness of spiritual battles.
它不仅仅存在，而且它非常严重的、真实的影响到我们在主面前属灵的情形。
Not only that they exist, they directly affect our spiritual condition.
而且影响了我们这一生跟永世里面的结局。
And it will affect our present life and our ending in eternity.
所以我这边有一个空格给大家写啊，属灵的生命不怎么样则怎么样，属灵的道路不怎样就怎样，属灵的征战不怎样就会怎样。你们有没有写出答案来？
There's this on the online. There's this fill in the blank. Spiritual life grows something if not, and something.
有没有人现在打瞌睡？请你回答。
Anyone who is falling asleep, please answer.
或是有谁现在不专心的，请你回答。 有没有人有答案告诉我？属灵的生命
，spiritual life，
不新则旧
，it will grow stale if not renewed。
属灵的道路
，spiritual walk，
不进则退
，will backslide if not advanced。
属灵的征战
，spiritual battles，
不胜则败
，will be lost if not won。
从来没有妥协的事情
，there's no compromise。
你在属灵的路上。
On the spiritual walk,
你不是像河里面的一块石头。
You will not be like a rock in the river.
你就算不进也不退。
That you can stand still in the riverbed.
在属灵的路上是一条生命的路。
Because the spiritual walk is a walk of life.
你不往前进，你就一定被冲走的。
If you do not advance, you will be drift away.
你一定随波逐流的。
You will be pushed away and drift away.
当你不在生命的境界里面的时候，你就像一个叶子一样。
If you are not in the in life, then you will be like a dead leaf.
你一定随波逐流。
That you will be pushed and drift away.
只有是生命，它能够继续逆流而上。
Only real life can stand the tide.
属灵的征战也是，你不征战，你就已经是失败的。
And if you do not fight the spiritual battle, you will be defeated.
所以属灵的事情上从来没有和解的事情。
So there's no such thing as compromise.
圣经以弗所书第六章讲到属灵的征战，它的原文叫摔跤。
In the book of Ephesians, the original context of spiritual battle is to wrestle.
你们有没有看过摔跤比赛？
Have you seen the wrestling games?
你从来不会看过一个美国代表队出来一个摔跤选手，中国出来一个。
You never seen a wrestling game that one from American team and one from Chinese team.
然后两个跑到场中间的时候，一起躺下去都不动了。
And then they come to the middle ground and they will lie down and not do anything.
他说为了避免谁赢谁输，我们和解躺下来了。
They will say, "Oh, in order not to fight, we will just have compromise."
他们一定在这里摔啊。
They of course will wrestle.
怎么样子让对方倒在地上，我在上面
？So they will try to knock the other person down so that he can be on top.
所以你如果没有觉得你在征战的话，
So if you don't feel you're in a spiritual battle,
你已经是在底下了。
You're already under.
弟兄姊妹，这就是属灵的征战。
And this is a spiritual battle.
所以我们在主人面前知道这个征战真实性啊。
So this battle is real.
那么属灵征战的中心的焦点到底在什么？
Then what are the focal points of spiritual battle?
我很快的提三个点啊。
Three things are mentioned.
其实真正的征战还不是只是外面。
So the real spiritual battle doesn't happen outwardly.
我不是说不是外面，我说不只是外面。
Not only happen outwardly.
因为外面不是最重要的。
Because what's more important is not something happening
outwardly. 我们的注意力放在外面已经放了很多了。
We have paid attention to the outward things long enough.
但我今天要注意到三个很关键的问题。
Please pay attention to three very important significant things.
第一个是敬拜中心的问题。
First is the center of worship.
到底谁是主？
Who is the Lord?
到底我们活着是在敬拜谁？
When we live, whom do we worship?
用白话说就是你到底是为谁而活着？
In other words, whom do we live for?
弟兄姊妹，这是加密山上征战最明显的一个征战的终点。
And this is the focus of the spiritual battle happened on Mount Carmel.
以利亚对他们说，如果耶和华是神，你们就当拜他。
Elijah says, if the Lord is God, you ought to worship him.
如果巴利是神的话，你不要拜耶和华，去拜巴利。
But if Baal is God, don't worship the Lord, worship Baal.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的一件事情，第一个要解决的问题。
This is a very serious matter that we have to resolve.
如果今天耶和华不是神，弟兄姊妹，我们不需要坐在这里。
If the Lord is not Lord, then we don't have to sit here.
我们 go ahead 去拜我们自己认为的神。
We can go ahead and worship whatever God we like.
巴利是神，好好去拜巴利，拜个痛快。
If Baal is God, go ahead and worship him.
但是如果耶和华是神，我们就当拜耶和华。
But if the Lord is God, we ought to worship him.
众民一言不答。
And the people were silent.
都不回答这个问题。
None answered.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要在主的面前回答这个问题。
But we all have to answer this question.
如果不回答这个问题，我们这一生，原谅我说，再成功，在神的眼中都是没有价值。
Without facing this problem, all our life would have no significance before God.
到底谁是我们敬拜的中心？谁是神？
Exactly, who is God that we worship?
那这是第一个问题啊。
And this is the first question.
那第二个问题，
Second question.
是价值体系的问题。
It's a matter of value system.
到底我们在乎的是什么？
What exactly do we care about?
到底我们在乎今生呢，还是在乎永恒？
Do we care about the present life or the eternity?
我说的不是将来的世界而已
啊。I'm not that just talking about the future world.
也是讲到短暂的，还是永恒的？
Do we care about what's temporary or the eternity?
我们在乎属地的呢，还是在乎属天的？
Do we care about the earthly or the heavenly?
我们在乎那些暂时看得见的，还是圣经上说我们所追求的是那个看不见的，因为它是存留到永远？
Do we care about what's seen or do we care about what's not seen, which last through eternity?
弟兄姊妹，我们到底在乎的是什么？
What exactly do we care about?
仇敌常常在我们里面，就是叫我们在这个价值的体系上有一个错误的体系啊。
Satan always causes us to have wrong value system.
所以我们价值体系是根据我们所受的教育。
Sometimes we form our value system according to our education.
根据世界的潮流。
According to trend of the world.
根据我自己的私欲和喜好。
According to my desire and like.
根据我 和人之间的这个比较来的。
Or according to what I gather from other people.
所以我们会在乎我们得到的常常都是今生的，都是短暂的。
So what we care about is often something about this world, which is temporary.
那弟兄姊妹，这个征战其实是非常重要的事情。
And this is a very serious battle.
所以撒旦把万国的荣华赐给主耶稣看的时候。
So when Satan shows the glory of the world to Jesus.
他说如果你拜我，这一切都给你啊。
And he says, if you worship me, I will give you all these.
那今天是撒旦对所有的世人都是同样的原则。
And this is the same thing that Satan is doing to the world.
他虽然不会把全世界给你，像给主耶稣啊。
Even though he will not give you all the glory of the world as he promised Jesus.
但是你今天想要拼一辆好车子吗？
But do you want a good car?
舍不得奉献。
That you don't, you,
你只要拼他会给你一辆好车子的。
And then you're reluctant to offer. Then if you do so, then Satan will give you a good car.
那教会福音聚会，你喜欢在家看电视连续剧呢，还是想要来救人的灵魂？
And then do you want to stay home and watch soap opera, or you want to come to gospel meeting to save souls?
到底我们的价值体系是什么？
So what's exactly our value system?
你看重人灵魂永远的得救沉沦的问题呢，还是在乎电视？
Do you care more about the TV or the salvation of human soul?
还是只是在乎我们孩子的学术的成绩，忽略了他的品性，他跟神的关系？
Do we care only the academic achievements of our children or their characters and their relationship with God?
其实弟兄姊妹，属灵的征战常常就是在这种最重大而且影响我们每一天生活，影响我们永世结局的事情上，从在这里征战的。
So spiritual battle always happens on these matters that matter about our eternal well-being and blessing.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。